So now we are in the third chapter, stanza number 11, and we said that there are two preliminaries of taking hold of bodhicitta. One is the accumulation of positive deeds through seven branch practices that we have talked about. And then second, the training of the mind. Now this first stanza, then there are kind of, this is four things, the actual training of the mind, and why it's necessary or important to do that, and then especially offering of our body, and then to dedicate the result of this mind training. Now mind training, it says here in the stanza number 11, my body thus and all my goods besides and all my merits gained and to be gained, I give them all and do not count the cost to bring about the benefit of beings. What he's saying here is, I would like to give my body, which is, you know, the basis of my, you know, ego clinging or, you know, the self-centered, because body is the most important thing based on this. Usually we talk about the three things that is the most kind of important grasping that we have, that we are most clinging to, the basis of our ego, you can say, or of our grasping and clinging. And that's the body, and then my possessions, what I own, what that I have, what I call mine. And then, you know, the things that is supposed to bring me more joy and, you know, good well-being, like my positive deeds, my merits, the causes of my happiness, you can say. So these three things, you know, I say I would like to give it. I would like to offer it to all the beings. Without any kind of stinginess or, you know, holding back or wishing for any kind of special appreciation or result or anything like that, I would like to give. And now this is the mind training. Now here it's not actually giving here at this stage, because if you give without really wanting to or wishing to or really ready to give, then it's not really giving. You do it, but you don't want to do it. So then it's like a snatching away. Then you will feel bad afterwards. And then you will feel, you will have resistance afterwards. So therefore, it's not good to just, you know, give when you are not prepared to give. So therefore, we need to train our mind that I would like to, you know, share and give and offer and, you know, do things for others, everything as much as possible, because it's so important that I work for the benefit of other beings, like we discussed in the beginning of bodhicitta. So therefore, I dedicate my body, my possessions, and also my positive deeds, my merits, and give them. I want to give them. I will give them. I like to give them. May I be able to give them, you know, kind of thinking like that. And so so train my mind to do that, to give that. So this is the main understanding. And usually, if I really kind of make certain kind of decision that I dedicate this body, this life, and all the things that I have, I possess, and even all the positive deeds that I have gained or have accumulated or will be accumulating for the benefit of all the beings, that means I'm totally committed, totally, you know, like dedicated towards the well-being of all the other beings. When that kind of, experience or understanding or, way of being is, cultivated, then I cannot have any fear. I cannot have any, because my body, my possession, my everything is for others. So therefore, there's nothing to, there's nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. So therefore, this training is made first in our mind. So this is actually the basis of what we call the Lojong trainings, mind trainings. This is the basis of, the Tonglen, the giving and taking meditation that we do in Tonglen practice. And this is also the, it's just one stanza, but it is on this stanza all the trainings of the, the 7 points mind training and all other mind trainings are based on. So this is extremely important. When you say I give or I intend to give, I wish to give, or I make a meditation of giving, like through Tonglen practice or through Chö practice, Chö practice is also like giving my body to all the, all who, I create a big offering of my body and give it to everybody and feel that everybody eats my body and kind of gets great, not only fill up, as food, but it becomes a great healing, great offering, great transformation to everybody. So this kind of Chö practices, they are cutting through. So this is also based on that. And especially, when we give, it's not just, and this is also very important, I think, there is a giving, there are, I think, four things. Giving, protecting, purification, and then and increasing or kind of multiplying. I want to give my body for the benefit of all the beings. But that doesn't mean that I don't have to take care of my body. I just kind of waste my body. I do nothing for the body. I don't care for my body. That's not the idea. I feel that I need to use this body or this life for a great benefit, for a great purpose, to help all the sentient beings. So therefore, when I have dedicated my body for that, I must really take care of it so that it's not wasted, So this, I think, is very important, these two things, that sometimes people think that I give my body so I don't have to take care of it. It's, even if it's rotten, it's okay. Even if it's sick, it's okay. Even if it is, really kind of not used properly. That's not the case. I must protect it. I must use it in a proper way. I must make the best use of it so that it's not, it doesn't get wasted in a negative way. So therefore, the protection, whether it's the body, whether it's the 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 possessions or the things that I have, and as well as the positive deeds that I must protect. And not only that I have to protect, I have to also purify it. I have to make it, free from obstacles. I must make it nice. I make it pure. I must make it, clean. I must make it very good. So that it becomes the most useful, most desirable, most kind of beneficial, most kind of the best, the pure. And not only the pure to purify it, but also I must increase it. I must do something that makes that gives the greatest amount of a benefit. So therefore, to increase it, to multiply it, to make it to make it so useful and beneficial. That it is not just kind of a small thing, my position, I have a little thing, I give it, finished, I don't want it anymore, not like that. I give it, but because I've given it, now I have to, really take care of it, I have to multiply it, I have to make it useful, I have to make it that will last long, so that it becomes really something that is, wonderful and useful, and it is not only just a little bit useful, but it is so, it's pure and it's a lot and things like that. So therefore, this sometimes we talk about this four things, three things multiplied by four makes it 12, we have to give our body, wealth, and positive deeds, and this we not only give, but give, protect, purify, and increase. And this, we can also not only in the giving, but these four things has to be in all the six parameters also, but that we will come to that later on. So therefore, when this, we try to do it in our mind first, with the aspiration, and then whenever we have certain kind of, too much clinging or too much, undisciplined, kind of attachment, or, if all the negative emotions, lots of kind of clinging or grasping comes up, we kind of remind ourselves that, this body, I have given it, I want to give it, I want to use it for all the sentient beings, for the benefit of all the sentient beings, so therefore it's not, I don't need to use it for this, for some negative things or for my own gratification too much, or in a useless way, or I must not waste it, I must not do it in a kind of a negative way, or which is not benefiting other beings. It doesn't mean that I cannot enjoy myself. That's not the case. I have to be happy, I have to be joyful, I have to be also, because even when you are dedicated and you're working for somebody, then you also, have to take care of yourself. Otherwise, you cannot work properly. So therefore, you have to take care of your body, you take care of your positions, but also at the same time, you want to, dedicate it. So therefore, and this is the kind of the training of the mind. I think this I don't need to say too much, because we have already, lots of teachings on the Lojong and Tonglen and Chö and things like that. It's now the second part, which is very important, is the 12th stanza number. Nirvana is attained by giving all. Nirvana is the object of my striving, and all must be surrendered in a single instant. Therefore, it is best to give to all, give it all to others. Now, my true, liberation or true, enlightenment or freedom from samsara can come only if I, if I get rid of my clinging, if I get rid of my self-centeredness, if I can be free from the negative way of grasping and holding on to, if I liberate myself, then through that, so therefore I get nirvana, I get liberation, I get enlightenment by being able to let go, of negative things, positive things that we discussed in the beginning. So by giving all and giving all only, I attain nirvana. And nirvana for myself, because I, if I want to have the lasting peace and happiness, and that can only be if I have nirvana, totally freedom from all the kind of negativity and negative mind poisons. And if that can only be if I have the nirvana, so therefore that would be my, not only for myself but for others also, my ultimate goal. And so therefore, and all must be surrendered in the single instant. Now I have this body. If I don't give it, even then, sooner or later, I have to leave it. I cannot keep my body. I cannot, it's not mine. So if I don't use this body for something purposeful, for something useful, for something beneficial, then I'll use it for something not so useful, not so beneficial, and I can actually bring lots of suffering for me because I'm so attached to my body, I'm so attached to the pleasure of my body. If I allow my body to be my boss, and if I kind of submit to all its desires, then I would become addicted to everything. I become a slave, and I don't use it properly, and I lose it anyway. So is the wealth, and so is all the positive deeds also. If I don't dedicate it, if I don't, then if I do something negative, I have a negative emotion, and all the positive deeds are lost. So therefore, I will lose it. I will lose it anyway. My body, my position, even my positive deeds, unless I give it. Therefore, but if I give it to the others, then it's benefiting others, and it's also benefiting much more myself, because by this giving to the others, I actually gain enlightenment, because I use it in a proper way. So therefore, it's so important that I be able to give it, I be able to offer it, to share it for all the sentient beings. Otherwise, it will be wasted and it will not be useful. So therefore, giving is more beneficial for me than not giving. So therefore, it's very important to give. So these are the two stanzas. So I'll stop here.